Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Tony.
What?
You awake?
Mm.
You've let your tea get cold.
Oh, must have dozed off again.
Shall I bring you another cup?
What's the time?
It's nearly 10 o'clock.
What?
Or would you like some breakfast?
10 o'clock? Why don't you wake me?
It's Sunday. You don't have to get up for anything. And you said last night how tired you were.
But 10 o'clock.
So, cup of tea or...
No, I'll get up. In a minute.
Mr. and Mrs. Pickering have asked if they can stay on another week.
Really?
They enjoyed the stay so much they don't want it to end.
Oh, isn't that nice? So you have agreed?
Yeah, of course. The Sheltons can use the other room.
Huh. Well, I bet it's your breakfast they're staying for. Mr. Pickering has been full of praise for your skill with the frying pan.
They told me what they really appreciate is the peace and quiet. Apparently at home they're plagued by noisy neighbours.
Oh, poor things.
So, we've a full house till next Sunday.
Excellent.
Word's obviously getting around.
Mm.
What's the betting that's the tourist office asking if we've got a vacancy? Morning, Ambridge Hall. What? Di, slow down. I can't understand what... Oh. Oh, dear. Yeah, all right, I'll be there. Bye, darling.
Who was that?
Leonie.
Oh, no. What's happened?
Well, she's left James.
Oh, no!
And she's on a train which will arrive in Hollerton Junction in 40 minutes.
Well, she's coming here? Well, she's not intending to stay, is she?
Well, that seems to be the general idea.
But, Robert, all the rooms are full. We've nowhere to put her.
Yeah, well, that's what the police told me. So, I'm not holding my breath.
I thought you'd gone Oh, sorry.
Anyway, thanks for letting us know. Yeah. Okay, cheers, mate. Bye.
Thought you'd gone home.
Not yet, no. I was just transferring some data to this software.
All right.
That was David on the phone.
Oh, what did he want?
Oh, just letting us know that he's contacted all the Farm Watch members. Warned everyone to be extra vigilant.
Any news?
Nope. Except that there's a lot of theft about.
That's what the insurance company said.
Any sign of Dad yet?
He's gone back to sleep again.
Again? That's not like him.
He has been sleeping a lot more since the heart attack.
Well, I know, but...
And he did say last night he was utterly exhausted. I thought it was just, you know, we went over to Gran's for supper.
You don't think...
What?
That he's taken on too much?
To be honest, Tom, yes, I do, but he won't admit it.
You've asked him?
He was so obviously shattered yesterday afternoon, I asked him if he wanted me to do the milking. But he wouldn't hear of it. Insisted he was fine.
Oh, dear.
Said it was good to feel useful again.
Hmm. He's not very good at taking things easy, is he?
Runs in the family.
I just wish I had the option.
I'll make some coffee, shall I?
Leonie.
Oh, hello, Dad.
Oh. All right?
Not really, no.
Well, obviously, stupid question. Shall I take you... Have you not got any luggage?
I couldn't stay in that flat a minute longer. I just grabbed my bag and my phone and walked out.
Right. Well, the car's down this way. So, what happened?
What happened? Jay is what happened. That man is a complete barbarian.
Edith? I mean, was he violent?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Well, not physically, anyway.
So...
He is an emotional sadist. He finds the most sensitive part of your soul, sticks the knife in, and twists until the pain becomes unbearable.
Right.
And it's obvious where he gets it from. His mother.
Lillian.
I'd never really noticed before, but last week...
Careful!
He is such a mummy's boy. Whatever little James wants, little James shall have. And he's just... Oh, he's never learned empathy. He has absolutely no understanding of how other people feel, yeah. Particularly women. He is utterly selfish and grotesquely immature.
Right. Okay.
I can stay with you, can't I? Only I just couldn't take any more, Dad. I just walked out and got on a train.
Yeah, well, of course you can stay, darling. It's just... Well, we've got rather a full house at the moment.
What?
B&B guests. All the rooms are taken.
But I'm family.
Yes, of course you are.
And this is an emergency.
But they're paying to stay at Ambridge Hall. I can hardly chuck them out.
I've got nowhere else to go.
No, it's all right. It's all right. We'll sort something out. Don't worry.
Apologise, I'm really grateful you rang. As I say, I had absolutely no idea. Yes. See you on Tuesday then. Bye.
Unbelievable. What happened to that coffee, Mum?
Oh, sorry, love. I'd only just put the kettle on when the phone rang.
You've been on the phone all this time?
It was Martin Sykes.
Who's he?
He's one of the councillors on the planning committee. One of the few whose vote we can definitely count on.
Oh, the meeting's on Tuesday, isn't it?
2 days away, and that wretched DVD of Brian's has gone to every councillor.
What?
Martin says it's full of shots of cows outside in a field grazing.
You're kidding?
Implying that they're free to wander out whenever they feel like it.
How can they get away with that?
Oh, search me.
I mean... It's true that some of these units keep a bit of pasture for cows that are being dried off.
Yeah, but that's a small proportion of the herd for a brief period of time.
Yeah.
Whereas this... Well, from what Martin said, it sounds like gross misrepresentation.
That's PR for you, isn't it? Make it look a lot prettier than it is, and people who know nothing about farming will be taken in.
But it's been sent to all the councillors on the planning committee. Most of whom have probably never set foot on a dairy farm, let alone seen one of these intensive units. And it's 2 days before the meeting.
That's a pretty underhand tactic.
I don't know what to do. Ruth's got a copy of this thing. I'll have to go and have a look at it.
Oh, it'll only depress you, Mum.
I know.
And you're not going to get to speak at this meeting, are you? So what's the point?
Well, I can't just ignore it.
Well, why don't you ring... What's her name?
Who?
The... Borsetshire Against Factory Farming Woman.
Well, Hattie Marshall?
Yeah, she's going to speak at the meeting, isn't she?
Yeah, good thinking, Tom.
So she's the one who needs to be clued up.
Morning.
Oh, Tony. Oh,
you woke up at last, then.
Yeah, I don't know what came over me.
Well, come and sit down.
I've never slept so much in my life.
You obviously needed the rest.
Oh, I still feel pretty dopey.
Always the way when you've slept for a long time.
I just made coffee. Do you like some breakfast?
No, thanks. Maybe just a bit of toast.
And, well, I'll do the milking this afternoon, obviously.
Oh, thanks.
And maybe for the next few days?
It did rather finish me off yesterday. I mean, I was feeling fine. I really thought I could cope.
You just need to take things a bit more slowly.
I mean, afternoon milking, that's the easy one, isn't it?
Build your strength up gradually.
Not like getting up at the crack of dawn.
You're out of practice, Dad. That's all it is. So, if you do, say, one afternoon next week and maybe two the week after?
Well...
Just for the time being. Till you feel a bit stronger.
Yeah, that's what I'll have to do, I suppose.
How's that coffee, Mum?
Should be ready.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom.
You don't have to apologise.
You've got enough on your plate.
I'll survive.
I'll try and do a bit more in the office, OK?
Well, we'll have to either move the desk or the filing cabinet.
No, it'll fit. If we unfold the bed this way, I'll just put this chair out in the hall.
But then the door won't close.
Yes, it will. It's quite short, this folding bed.
It was only ever intended for children.
OK, let's just give it a go. Hang on, let me come round that then. There. What did I tell you?
Well...
And if she wants to read in bed, she's got my desk lamp.
I suppose it'll do for tonight.
I think she's intending to stay the week.
What?
I may have got the wrong end of the stick.
But what about her job?
She's going to take a week's leave.
But she hasn't brought any clothes or anything.
She said she couldn't stay with James a moment longer.
What about her own flat?
She's got tenants in. I suppose it'll take a bit of time to get them out.
There must be friends she can stay with.
I'm sorry, Lindy.
Oh, no, no, it's not your fault.
Don't think she's, you know, quite thinking straight at the moment. And I know this is a horrible inconvenience.
Oh, don't be silly.
But I couldn't say no.
No, of course you couldn't. Can you tuck the sheet in that side?
I know Leonie can be difficult.
Robert, the poor girl is suffering.
Well, yeah.
And I have to say, I have a great deal more time for her after last weekend. She showed such sensitivity about the Peregrines. Pass me the pillows, would you? Right, now all we need is the duvet.
Hello.
Oh, Leonie, dear. How are you?
Is this where I'm sleeping?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It is a bit basic. But as your father's told you, we have a full house this week.
Yes.
So we're having to squeeze you into the study.
My fault for descending on you unannounced.
But you've got the downstairs loo just across the hall. And if you want a shower, you can use our bathroom.
OK.
Right, well, I'll find you some towels. And a toothbrush. We always keep spares. And, I can lend you a pair of pyjamas for tonight.
Oh, thank you, Lindy. You're very kind.
Oh, you poor thing. What happened?
I really don't want to talk about that man anymore.
No, 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 I quite understand. Must be very painful for you. Although I have to say, Leonie, I'm not entirely surprised.
Aren't you?
Oh, no. I've always thought James Bellamy was a bit of a narcissistic...
Why don't we adjourn to the kitchen?
Rather too fond of the sound of his own voice.
And have a cup of tea.
Oh, you are so right, Linda.
Of course, he takes after his mother in that respect.
That's exactly what I said, didn't I, Dad?
Well, something like that.
All he ever thinks about is his own selfish gratification. It's as if he's never progressed beyond adolescence, just like a teenager.
Dreadful.
It's no wonder all his previous girlfriends walked out. I should have realised. I should have seen the signs.
Now, you mustn't go blaming yourself.
And he didn't have the first idea about country life.
Really?
I mean, that business with the Peregrines, that was just typical of him. No more empathy for wild creatures than he has for his fellow humans. He wasn't even a very good photographer.
Well, I did wonder.
That helicopter flight was a complete waste of time. The shots he took were rubbish. Mm. I could see the book was going to be an utter fiasco. There was just no point in carrying on.
And that was it, was it?
What?
The book. That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Oh, no. No, it wasn't that, at least not entirely, although some of the things he said... Oh, God, Linda,
oh,
I've been such a...
Oh, Leonie, dear.
Tea. Come on, let's go and have some tea.
Why do I pick the wrong men all the time? Why do I end up with such losers?
There. Come on now, don't cry.
She came back last night.
What, didn't you hear her?
I was dead to the world.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely to be back in our own bed, isn't it?
Yes.
Nice and cool.
You're still glad we went, though.
Well, I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
It was just what I needed, a few days of proper sunshine.
Mm.
Do you want some more toast?
No, no, this will do me, thanks.
So what time did Amy get in?
Well, just before midnight.
I thought she'd stay over with Carl.
Yeah, so did I. I know, maybe she...
What?
Well, nothing.
You think their romantic weekend away was a complete disaster?
Oh.
They ended up having a spectacular round. She walked out on him.
I sincerely hope not.
You always imagine the worst.
Well, I worry about her.
Well, of course you do.
And she seems so keen on this bloke.
Shh. Morning.
Morning, love.
Hiya. Any coffee going?
Yeah, yes, plenty in the pot. Help yourself.
Thanks.
Well?
Well? What? Oh, come on, don't keep us in suspense. How was it? How were the Cotswolds?
Well, it was quite wonderful.
Oh.
Only quite.
Brilliantly, fabulously wonderful.
Oh, nice hotel.
Oh, talk about luxury. Our room was huge with this fantastic view of the hills and the bathroom. It was bigger than our front room.
Oh, wonderful.
What did you do?
Alan?
We went for some lovely walks in the countryside. Anyway, how was Marrakesh? Did you have a good time?
Oh, yes, we did.
It was fascinating.
You've got a very sunburnt nose.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out, love.
Though our hotel was not quite as plush as yours.
Picturesque, I think, is the word.
Oh, dear.
No, it was lovely. Very traditional.
Marrakesh is amazing. You've got to put it on your list of places to see before you die.
Right.
For a start, it's pink.
I mean, the city walls.
And the Kutubia Mosque in the central square. Absolutely stunning.
And all round the square, the souks.
This amazing labyrinth of shops and little workshops.
Oh, you get lost in there, never find your way out again.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
But don't go in the summer months. It's very hot.
Your father found it a little bit on the warm side, didn't you, darling? I loved it.
I'm from Yorkshire. We don't really do blazing sunshine.
So, Amy, you're on late shift this week, are you?
Yep.
So, what are you doing up so early, then?
I couldn't sleep. It's too much excitement. I thought I'd go over and see Alice, if I can persuade her to abandon the research for half an hour.
Adam! Adam!
Morning, Linda.
Oh! Are you going to the meeting tomorrow?
What meeting?
What meeting? The District Council Planning Committee.
Oh, that. No, I shall be steering well clear.
What?
I've managed to alienate half my family as it is.
But Adam...
So I'm keeping my head down.
We need a good turnout tomorrow. It's important that we keep up the pressure.
But what can you achieve at this stage?
Well, my understanding is that some members of the committee are still undecided and possibly unaware of the level of public disquiet.
I doubt that very much.
So a substantial dissenting presence in the public gallery could still sway the vote.
But no one's going to get to speak, are they?
Oh, yes. We have the chairperson of Borsetshire Against Factory Farming speaking on our behalf.
Oh, Hattie Marshall.
Pat assures me she's an excellent public speaker.
Yeah, she's very articulate, although...
What?
She's a bit alternative.
Alternative? What do you mean, alternative?
Combat trousers and a nose ring.
You shouldn't judge people by their appearance, Adam.
Oh, of course not.
So I can't persuade you to come along?
Sorry, my thoughts will be with you.
Oh, my goodness, look at the size of that lorry.
Ready, Mix. Going to Brookfield, I expect.
Brookfield?
They're having the foundation laid for their new slurry tank.
Huh. Well, that's what it'll be like all the time if this dairy unit gets built. Heavy lorries roaring through the village at all hours.
That is such good news. Oh, thank you so much. Yes, yeah, see you tomorrow. Bye. Oh, excellent.
What?
That was Clement Townsend.
Oh, the planning committee man.
Yeah, they tell me that Esther Sutton's come out in favour of the dairy.
Who's Esther Sutton?
You must know her. She's always being photographed in the Echo, cutting ribbons and visiting lunch clubs. Mm. She's about 105. She's been on the council forever.
105?
Well, she's got to be pushing 80.
Well, there's your coffee.
Thanks. No, the point is, she's really old school, the kind of person you'd have done as an arch-traditionalist. You know, all in favour of cows in fields and milkmaids with three-legged stools.
But she's going to vote for the BL plan.
Which is brilliant. You must be very close to majority now.
Was it the DVD that persuaded her?
I don't know, although Kevin said it's been very well received. Should help to sway the waiver, as he reckons.
Morning.
Oh, hello, darling.
Oh. Morning.
Do you want some coffee? It's just made.
Not just now, thanks, Mum. I just wanted to check with you, Brian. You asked if I'd do an audit of our security arrangements.
Yeah.
Anything specific you want me to look at?
No. Just check it over. Make sure everything's working as it should.
You heard about Tom's quad bike?
Yeah, of course.
There have been quite a few break-ins in recent weeks, apparently.
OK, I'll just give everything the once-over.
I mean, I think we're pretty well covered. Certainly a lot better covered than most of the farms around here.
We've got a lot more expensive equipment than most farms.
Anyway, any problems, let me know. I'll be in the office.
Hey, don't forget your coffee.
Oh, thanks. I must ring Annabelle. Tell her the good news.
Good news?
Another of the councillors has come out in favour of the dairy.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, I should be glad when tomorrow's over. Brian can't seem to talk about anything else at the moment.
I got collared by Linda Snell on my way in this morning.
Oh, what did she want?
For me to join her merry band of protesters to go along and heckle.
Oh, dear.
The last thing I want to do.
I think I'm going to escape to Grey Gables for an hour or so and relax in the pool.
Is she coming here?
No, I'm going to go over to the Nest. Alice is up to her eyes in research for a project.
But she wants to hear all about your romantic weekend.
Well, she and Christopher are on this massive economy drive because of him buying the business and everything, so she doesn't get to stay in many swanky hotels these days.
Ah, so she has to get her thrills vicariously.
Yeah, something like that.
Has she met Carl?
Not yet, no.
Have any of your friends met him?
He's my boyfriend. I don't have to share him around.
Well, of course not, only...
What?
Oh, Alan and I would love to meet him.
And I'm sure you will, one day.
What does that mean? One day? This year? Next year?
I don't know. When the time's right. I don't want to rush things, OK? Now, I really must have a shower. Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, love. Oh, where are you going?
Just to have a shower, then I'm going to go and see Alice.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
Well?
Well, I tried.
What's she say?
That we'll meet him when the time is right, but she doesn't want to rush things.
Oh.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised.
Well, aren't you? I have to say, I find it a bit... Well, I can't understand why she's been so secretive.
Oh, come on, Alan.
Well, it's not like her.
We're talking young love here. Remember what it was like when you were her age and you had the hots for some girl? I bet the last thing you wanted to do was introduce her to your mum and dad.
Well, no. Yeah.
There you go, then. Now, I really must make a move. I'm going to be late for work.
Right.
I'll see you later.
Morning, Linda.
Oh, Jennifer. I wonder if I might have a word.
If it's about the BL dairy, then the answer's no. I'm fed up to the back teeth with the subject.
Oh, no, no.
And
no.
I've come down here to have a nice, relaxing swim.
No, it's not about that at all. It's something completely different, actually. Have you spoken to your sister at all?
Lillian? No, not for a couple of days. Why?
Well, I just wondered if she'd heard James's side of the story.
Well, what story?
He and Leonie have split up.
Oh, really?
Yes. She turned up on our doorstep yesterday. No luggage, nothing. Having walked out on him in just the clothes she stood up in.
Good heavens.
And from what we've been able to glean, their parting was far from amicable.
Oh, dear.
And definitely final. I'm afraid reconciliation is quite out of the question.
Why? What she said?
What hasn't she said? We've had a comprehensive rundown of James's character flaws, his personal habits, and his unfortunate choice of friends. But we're none the wiser as to what exactly precipitated the parting of the ways.
So she maintains it's all his fault?
Well, he does seem to have behaved rather badly.
She would say that, wouldn't she?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
I'm not trying to defend him, Linda. I've never thought my nephew was the most sensitive of souls.
Quite.
But... what I know, Leonie, it's not very much. But I get the impression she's a bit, well, a bit temperamental.
Yes, she can be, sometimes, I admit.
So I think it's something of a miracle that the relationship lasted as long as it did. What's happening about that book?
Oh, well, I think that's been abandoned.
Oh, well, they do say that every cloud has a silver lining.
Yes, yes, I know. Oh, it's just so frustrating. Anyway, thanks for trying, and fingers crossed for tomorrow. Yes, indeed. Yeah, bye. Sorry about that, Adam.
That's okay.
It was Bryn. Poor chap's tearing his hair out. We've got the planning meeting tomorrow, and the Environment Agency has still not got back to us with their report.
And it's important, is it?
It's crucial. It can't give us planning permission without it.
Right.
And I just don't know what the problem is. We've given them all the information they've asked for.
Is this to do with the crayfish in the am?
Oh, no, 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 we sorted that out. Now, that was just a question of filling in a couple of forms. No, no, this is all to do with the assessment of pollution risks. Anyway, Brint's going to keep on at them. So what can I do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to use the computer, that's all.
Oh, okay, I'll get out of your way. Is this to do with the security audit?
Oh, no, that's all done.
Oh, that was quick.
Well, I just had to check that everything's working as it's supposed to.
And it is?
Yeah, it seems to be, pretty much.
Good.
But we have a bit of mildew in the wheat.
Oh, dear.
So I need to give the agronomist a call. But before I do, I thought I'd better check where we sprayed last time.
Just can't believe it.
What?
The Environment Agency. They've known for weeks a planning meeting scheduled for tomorrow. It's like they're deliberately dragging their feet.
But even if you get the go-ahead from the EA, the planning committee could still turn it down, couldn't they?
In theory, yes, but... I mean, we've answered all their objections, but who knows?
So the vote could go either way?
Well, yes, I suppose. I'm reasonably confident we'll win, but I can't be 100% sure.
Ruth! Over here!
Oh, hi, Pat. Sorry, I had a bit of trouble parking.
Oh, I'm glad you could make it.
I was glad to get out, to be honest. They're laying the foundation for our new slurry tank, and there's been lorries in and out and cement mixers.
Oh, dear.
Pat? Pat Archer?
Yes?
I'm Hattie Marshall.
Oh, hello.
Nice to meet you face to face.
Yes.
You're going to be our expert witness, is that right?
Sort of, yes.
This is Ruth Archer. She's another Ambridge farmer.
Nice to meet you.
And you. There's quite a crowd, isn't there?
All our supporters, I'm glad to say. There's a huge amount of local opposition to this development.
Councillor Townsend, good to see you.
Hi, Brian. Annabelle's just gone in.
Oh, she's here, is she?
Oh, and who are this lot?
Well, I'm afraid our opponents have sent out a three-line whip.
Planning meetings aren't usually so popular.
They could be a bit hostile, I'm afraid.
Don't worry. Any trouble, I'll clear the public gallery.
Have you got enough room there?
Oh, yes, I'm fine.
It's a bit of a squash, isn't it?
It's great that so many people have turned out.
I haven't seen Linda.
Oh, she's here. Yeah, there. Up at the back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and there's Kirsty. And Brenda.
Now, do you know who's on this committee?
No idea.
Well, the man in the middle, in the dark suit, that's Kevin Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
He's the chair. And he and Brian got to be very matey during the planning stages of the new market.
So he's on Brian's side?
Very much so.
So much for the impartiality of the chair.
But we've got our supporters too. There's Martin Sykes, over on the left.
Mm.
Bald head, tweed jacket.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Looks like we're starting.
Yeah. And welcome to this planning committee meeting. The first item on today's agenda is the application by Borchester Land for permission to build a dairy unit in Ambridge. Now, this committee has already taken advice from a considerable number of statutory consultees, and I should mention that we're still awaiting a report from the Environment Agency, which I hope will arrive during the course of this meeting. I have also received a request from Borsetshire Against Factory Farming for a public statement to be made before the debate. So, if Ms. Hattie Marshall would like to address the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to clarify, I am not here merely to represent BAF, but a coalition of interests opposed to this development. We have been repeatedly told by Borchester Land that these mega dairies are the future, that it is the way the dairy industry in this country must go if it is to survive. This is a complete myth. The problem with milk is the farm gate price. Ordinary farmers are being paid less than the cost of production, and units like this, whose stated aim is to drive down costs, will simply compound the problem and force conventional dairy farmers out of business.
Hear, hear!
I must request members of the public in the gallery not to interrupt proceedings.
Ask any small farmer, they will tell you the same thing. We face the real prospect of cows in the fields disappearing from our countryside. They'll all be inside vast industrial complexes like the one proposed here. Now, BL would have us believe that cows prefer to be indoors, lolling about on sand, rather than out in the fields grazing. Would they, I wonder, argue that because children prefer to be lolling about on sofas watching television, it's better for them than to be outside playing? So, let us turn to the environmental consequences of this development.
Ms. Marshall, time is getting on and we have a lot to get through.
Very well, Mr. Chairman. I will refrain from voicing my criticism of the aesthetic appeal of the proposed building. We can all recognise an eyesore when we see one. But I cannot ignore the possibility of potentially catastrophic pollution.
That is a matter for the Environment Agency.
Yes, I know.
Whose report we are still awaiting.
And might I suggest that the delay is caused by the EA's ongoing concerns about the emission of ammonia and nitrogen oxide from the plant?
We don't know that.
And despite all BL's fine words, there are bound to be accidents. Given the prodigious quantities of slurry being produced by this plant, just one accidental spillage would contaminate not only the River Am, but quite possibly the groundwater as well.
Objection, Mr. Chairman! Look, this is scaremongering based on pure speculation.
Ms. Marshall, I must plead with you to stick to the facts.
And I must plead with all the councillors who are going to vote on this question to consider not simply the short-term supposed economic benefits of this scheme, but to think about the future of our countryside, the future of British farming, and indeed, the future of the planet. Thank you.
Yeah! She's good, isn't she?
Brilliant!
Have you seen Brian's face?
He looks really fed up, doesn't he?
Quiet, please, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Ms. Marshall. Now, before we open the debate, I will ask the Chief Planning Officer, John Bagshaw, to deliver his report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since my report into this matter is lengthy and has been available to all interested parties for the past week, I will not delay the proceedings any further by reading it out. However, I would remind all members of this committee of my conclusion, which is that the application be approved.
Right. I shall call first of all on Councillor Esther Sutton to open the debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As many of you will know, I have lived in South Borsetshire since I was a girl, and I've served on the District Council for over 20 years. I love this county. It is rural England at its finest and most picturesque. So when I first heard about this plan, I was frankly appalled. However, over recent months, as I've studied the various reports into the proposed unit, I have changed my mind. Now, we must ask ourselves, what in 2012 should be our priorities? The fact is, this country is in the grip of a recession, and a lot of people, particularly young people, are unemployed and have no prospect of employment. This plan represents a huge investment in the local economy. It will create jobs, both in its construction and its operation. And that is what we need at the present time.
What about all the conventional dairy farmers whose jobs will disappear?
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
This is a modern business which Borsetshire can be proud of. It will be operated to the highest standards of hygiene, animal welfare...
Animal welfare?
...and energy efficiency.
You've been taken in by the hypest...
Martin!
Did you see that article in the Echo?
Councillor Sykes, please. You'll get your chance to speak in a minute.
Yes, Martin. I did read that article. I also read the scientifically based rebuttal of it, published the following week. I hope my fellow councillors have been equally conscientious... I would therefore urge all of you to support this application.
Thank you, Councillor.
Oh, dear.
Well, we knew there'd be plenty of opposition.
But from her? If you met her in the street, you'd put her down as a real countrywoman, wouldn't you?
Quiet, please, ladies and gentlemen. Right, Councillor Sykes.
I agree with Councillor Sutton that this is an area of outstanding beauty. But if she can't see that this development would be a grotesque blot on the landscape, then it's time she got her eyes tested. I suspect that Councillor Sutton has been taken in by this DVD which we've all been sent. A little fantasy production by Borchester Land's PR company that bears as little relation to the reality of this proposed development as Postman Pat does to the Royal Mail. It is a blatant piece of greenwash. As well as grossly underestimating the impact of the increased traffic on Ambridge Village,
Mr. Chairman,
it has glossed over the proximity of this unit to Bridge Farm, a flourishing organic enterprise, and to the Overton Farm allotments.
A point of information, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, John.
Well, two points, actually. Firstly, The highways officer has done an in-depth analysis of the increased traffic flow and found it to be perfectly acceptable. And secondly, the development is well outside the statutory 400 metres from the nearest dwellings.
It's not just about dwellings, though, is it? It's about the right of farmers and growers not to have their nostrils assailed by offensive smells and their soil polluted.
Yeah. If Councillor Sykes had bothered to read my report...
And may I remind the Chief Planning Officer that we are not here to discuss his report, however admirable, but to consider the impact of a vast industrial structure on the countryside and the people who live in it.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, before we come to the vote, can I just reiterate some facts? The highways officer is satisfied that traffic through the village will not be significantly increased. The building itself has been judged to be of an appropriate design for the countryside and will be screened.
That's a matter of opinion.
And I must remind you once again of what the Chief Planning Officer has said. There are no valid planning reasons to refuse this application. If the committee rejects it, Beer will have every right to appeal and would in all probability win, which would cost the council a considerable amount of money.
What about the Environment Agency's report?
Since we are still awaiting the EA report, I should like to recommend that we delegate to the Chief Planning Officer the power to determine the application once the EA submits its findings.
Absolutely not! If we agree to that, we're as good as admitting that today's proceedings have just been a bit of window dressing, and we should have agreed to the Planning Officer's recommendation in the first place. Yeah. I insist that the decision must be referred back to the full committee.
In that case, I shall put it to the vote. All those in favour of delegating the decision to the Chief Planning Officer, please raise your hands. And those against? 7 in favour, 6 against. The motion is carried.
Believe me, Ruth, it's by no means a fait accompli.
But the committee voted in favour. And if the EA gives it the go-ahead...
I don't believe for a moment that they will. As Hattie said, there are still huge questions about the pollution risks. And I reckon that's why it's taking them so long. They know it's a really dodgy proposition.
What's Brian doing?
Where?
Over there, look.
Oh. Radio Borsetshire. Trust him to head straight for the media.
But I think it's fair to say that the committee were broadly in favour of the development. Of course, we're still waiting for the final go-ahead from the Environment Agency, but I have every confidence that today's meeting will lead to a favourable outcome for BL. Thank you very much.
I've promised to drive my mother to the Laurels this afternoon.
So you'd like me to take a look at the flats?
Oh, would you mind, Brenda?
No, of course not.
I'm just a little worried as to why they left in such a hurry. I hope they weren't driven out by Jazza and Harry.
Did they complain?
No, not a word. But I can't say I'd be happy having Jazza as my upstairs neighbour.
No, but they didn't give you any reason for their departure.
She said something about needing to be nearer to her job, but I'm pretty sure she told me she worked in Borchester.
Well, I'll pop over this afternoon and give it the once-over.
Thanks, Brenda. Oh, darling, can you see who that is?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, hello. Oh, Brenda. Hello. Is Lillian around?
Afternoon, Linda. Oh,
come on in. Thank you.
And what can I do for you?
Well, I wanted a word in private. It's rather a delicate matter.
Oh, don't worry, I'll be in the office.
Have you spoken to James in the past couple of days?
Ah, this is about the end of the affair, is it?
So you've heard.
I've had a blow-by-blow account.
Now, so have we. Poor Leonie is quite devastated.
Really?
Oh, yes. She walked out without even stopping to pack a bag, you know.
Well, that's a bit silly, isn't it?
But so far, we have completely failed to ascertain what happened. What it was that James did to reduce her
what
to this terrible...
James did? You're surely not trying to suggest that this was James's fault?
Well, the poor girl has been crying her eyes out.
Well, what about what she did to him? He bent over backwards to make that relationship work.
Lillian, she's quite inconsolable.
If I'd been in his shoes, I'd have given up long ago. But he's finally admitted it. That girl has serious problems.
What?
Oh, come on, Linda. Don't pretend you think she's a ray of sunshine.
Well,
She can be a little difficult, I know, but to see her like this, her self-confidence completely undermined by James's lack of...
Go on. James's lack of what?
Well, sensitivity. No, I'm sorry to have to say this, Lillian, but he does seem to have displayed an indifference to her suffering, which borders on the callous.
Excuse me, Linda. I think the facts of the matter are that James's patience was tried to the limit, and he felt he could no longer continue pandering to Leonie's childish neuroses.
Well, I would suggest that she was tired of being kicked around by a man who has never managed to mature beyond adolescence.
You're calling my son immature?
If the cat fits.
You know nothing about him.
On the contrary, I have in the past year had ample opportunity to get to know him, and I never really understood what Leonie saw in him.
Yes, well, you always were an appalling judge of carrot.
Beg your pardon.
But if Leonie has managed to convince you that she is the innocent victim in this affair, then she's a better actress than I gave her credit for. Now, I think you'd better leave, Linda, before one of us says something we'll regret.
And how does he seem today?
He ate up all his lunch.
Oh, good.
And when I said, "Did you enjoy that, Jack?" he gave me a lovely smile.
I shall pop in and see him this afternoon. Lillian's going to come and pick me up.
So what would you like me to do?
Well, there's rather a large pile of ironing waiting to be done, I'm afraid.
I like ironing.
I know.
It's very satisfying to create a nice stack of neatly folded clothes. I just wish I could persuade the girls.
Oh, dear.
Rosa is the worst. I thought having a bedroom of her own, she would take a little more care. But no, everything is still in a heap on the floor.
But they are happy living in the village, your girls.
Oh, we all are, Peggy. And we have such good neighbours. Tom, your grandson, found time to help Daryl when he had a flat tire on the van. And Brenda has invited me around for a cup of tea this afternoon.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you're making friends.
Hello?
We're in here.
Your carriage awaits, Mum. Are you ready?
Oh, hello, Alona.
Good afternoon, Lillian. How are you?
A bit fed up, to be honest.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, I've just had a visit from Linda Snell. You know, James and Leonie have split up.
Yes, you told me.
Oh, that is a shame.
Oh, no, it isn't. That girl's a liability and James is well shot of her. Oh. But she seems to have persuaded her father and Linda that the whole debacle was James's fault. Blatant nonsense, of course, but Linda's been completely taken in and seems to hold me in some way responsible.
I'll get my coat.
Ah, Tom. I was hoping to have a word with your mother, but your father said she was still in the dairy.
Very likely.
And I can see you're hard at work. But did you hear Brian Aldridge on Radio Borsetshire?
No, I managed to miss that.
He presented the whole thing as a fait accompli.
What thing?
The planning application.
Oh.
As if the committee had actually granted permission.
Right.
I mean, while we're reasonably confident the Environment Agency will find plenty of reasons to turn it down, we have to be prepared for all contingencies, and that's really what I wanted to discuss with your mother.
Well, I'll tell Mum that you called.
Thank you. And perhaps she could give me a ring.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Gran.
Good afternoon, Peggy.
You're never going to tell me you walked here.
No, Lillian dropped me in the lane.
Lillian?
She was keen to get home.
Oh, good. Well, I should be making tracks too. You will tell your mother, Tom.
Yes, of course. Won't forget.
Bye then.
Bye, Linda.
What was all that about?
Uncle Brian's mega dairy.
Oh dear.
She wanted to talk to Mum. And I strongly suspect Mum saw her coming and hid.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's nothing anyone can do at the moment except wait for the EA report.
And how's your father?
He's okay.
Only I was rather worried at the weekend.
We all were. He just tried to do too much too soon. And the milking on Saturday was the final straw. But he's okay now.
But you're back doing all the milking?
Well, he's still going to do the occasional afternoon. And Pip's still doing two mornings.
And how are you coping?
Well, you know, there aren't enough hours in the day, but I'm managing.
I went upstairs to have a word with Jazza and Harry.
What did they say?
Well, Harry wasn't there, but Jazza said they were very quiet neighbours.
What, him and Harry, or the pair downstairs?
Oh, that's one thing I discovered. The soundproofing is brilliant, because Jazza had the telly on really loud, and I didn't hear it until I was at the top of the stairs.
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose.
But he did say they weren't very friendly, the people downstairs.
Which, in Jazza's book, probably means quiet and sober.
And they have left the flat in a bit of a state.
Oh, no.
It's pretty grubby, and in the kitchen, two of the cupboards are off their hinges.
Oh.
And it looks like someone's put their boot through the side of the cabinet.
Oh, you're kidding.
They did put down a deposit, didn't they?
Yeah, but they left just as the rent fell due, so unless we can get new tenants in pretty quick, we're still going to be out of pocket.
Mm. It wouldn't take too long to repair the damage and get the place cleaned up.
Yeah, well, I'll get Matt onto it.
What about Daryl?
Who?
You know, Ilona's husband. He's a chippy and Matt has used him before, hasn't he?
Can I come in?
Oh, hi, Gran. Yeah, of course.
I brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. It's a bit antisocial of me doing this.
Nonsense. I know how busy you are. And I've had a good chat with your dad, who certainly looks a lot better than he did at the weekend.
Yes.
So, what are you up to?
I've installed some new software. Well, when I say new, it's an updated version of what we've been using, but it has a much wider range of applications.
So what exactly does it do?
Well, do you want a demonstration?
I'd be very interested, if you can spare the time.
OK, let me get you a chair. The big advantage is that it's an integrated system. So, if, for instance, I buy a bunch of wieners from Neil, I enter the purchase in the accounts module, which is there. And they're automatically entered into my pig management module, which is there. You see?
Oh, that's clever.
Mm. And in this section, I record all the inputs.
I see. So that's feed and what's that?
That's veterinary records.
Right.
Yeah, so I have a complete life record for every animal and it will tell me the exact cost per kilo of pig meat produced.
That's extraordinary.
So every time I make a sale, I get an instant price comparison without having to check back through all the old records.
And that'll presumably save a lot of time.
That's the point, Gran. It did cost a bit, this system update, but honestly, it's going to halve the amount of time I have to spend in the office.
Well, in that case, worth every penny, I should say.
Although it is quite expensive to live here.
Do you think so?
It is lovely to have the village shop, but the prices are quite high.
It is a bit more expensive than a supermarket, but it's so convenient when you run out of stuff.
Hmm. And the girls are always wanting to be driven somewhere.
Don't they have bikes?
Yes, but when it's raining or very cold.
I had to cycle everywhere when I was a kid. Didn't matter how foul the weather was.
Your parents had no car?
They both worked really long hours.
That's the trouble. Daryl doesn't have enough work. So when the girls say, please, Dad, can I have a lift? He always gives in.
I suppose it would be tricky for Anna to carry her guitar on a bike.
Yes.
How is she getting on with her music?
Oh, very well. She has a new music teacher at school who is really impressed.
Great.
And not just with her guitar playing, also with keyboard. The teacher has suggested she should have piano lessons.
Have you got a piano?
Oh, no. Anna has a little keyboard thing that you plug in. It's not very good, but we couldn't afford the lessons, let alone a piano. Oh, I do worry sometimes.
About what?
I just wish Daryl could find more regular work. I mean, if I lost my job...
Oh, that's not going to happen.
But if I was taken ill...
Actually, I did mention Daryl's name to Lillian, and there's a bit of work needs doing on one of the flats.
Oh, Brenda, that is so kind.
Well, he's done some work for Matt before, hasn't he?
Yes.
Hello!
Hiya!
Oh, my goodness, look at the time. The kids will think I've run away.
Hi, Ilona. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. But I must go home now. Thank you so much for the tea, Brenda. You must come next door and have tea with us.
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, no, don't get up. I can see myself out.
Okay.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye.
She is a really nice woman.
Yeah. Gran's always singing her praises. Anyway,
Want to know a bit of gossip?
Oh, what?
My cousin James and Leonie Snell
have split up. I knew that already.
Oh.
Linda came round to talk to Lillian about it, and they ended up having a slanging match about whose fault it was.
In front of you?
No, of course not. But Lillian moaned about it afterwards.
Hmm. So, what was the conclusion?
Stalemate.
Yeah. Sad, though.
Why?
Well, if there's one thing you can say about James and Leonie, they really deserved each other.
I had to tell her to turn the television down.
Again? What time?
Nearly midnight.
Thank you.
Here's your tea.
Were the guests disturbed?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen them yet this morning.
Well, Mr. Pickering complained about it yesterday.
Oh, that's why I was so annoyed with Leonie. She promised to keep the noise down. She'd helped herself to a bottle of wine, so by the time I went down, she was rather drunk.
Oh, Lord.
And maudlin. So I couldn't persuade her to go back to bed. But she evidently got hungry, went into the kitchen to find something to eat, and ended up dropping a bottle of milk on the floor.
Oh, no.
Which she tried to clean up, but didn't make a very good job of it. It's lucky I didn't go down in my bare feet.
I do hope she didn't wake the Pickerings.
Well, unless Jazza arrives fairly soon with the milk, there's not going to be enough for the guest's breakfast.
What? You have got to talk to her, Robert.
I've tried, Lindy.
Well, try again. I know the poor girl is broken-hearted, but she can't go on like this.
Well, couldn't you have a go?
I have to go to work.
Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm fine. What are you up to?
I'm in the shop this morning.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
It's all right. I haven't got any customers at the moment. And Sabrina's taken it into her head to tidy the stock room.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm letting her get on with it.
Is that wise?
Probably not.
Anyway, Mum, I've just got back from taking the kids to school. And Lily casually announced that you're coming over this afternoon.
Yes, I am.
You didn't tell me.
No, well, it's supposed to be a secret.
Secret? Why? What's going on?
I couldn't possibly say.
Oh, come on, Mum.
Except to remind you that it is your birthday on Saturday.
Oh, I see. Right, enough said.
Are you doing the school run this afternoon?
No, it's Shula's turn.
Well, why don't I come over a bit early and we can have a cup of tea together before the children get home?
That would be lovely.
You're not too busy?
Busy at all now the Easter holidays are over.
Leonie, I have asked you several times.
What?
If you want a shower, please use our bathroom and not the guest's bathroom.
What difference does it make?
Well, you forgot to put the shower curtain inside the bath.
What?
Again. So I've just had to mop up a small lake and put out clean towels to replace the ones you dropped on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry to be such an inconvenience.
And you woke Mr. and Mrs. Pickering again last night.
I turned the television down when you asked me.
And then you came in here and started crashing about.
I didn't crash about. I dropped a bottle of milk, that's all.
And that's another thing.
I cleared it up.
Look, Leonie.
What?
You don't seem to understand. Mr. and Mrs. Pickering asked to stay an extra week, particularly because they enjoyed the peace and tranquility of Ambridge Hall. But for two nights now, they've had their sleep disrupted.
I'm not getting much sleep either, you know. That camp bed is designed for a midget.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you let us know you were coming...
I didn't know I was coming, did I?
If you could just show a little more consideration for the guests.
You care more about them than you do about me.
Of course I don't, but we are running a business here, and if we don't give our guests what they pay for, they won't come back.
No great loss.
We can only afford to continue living in this house by taking in B&B guests.
Oh, come on, Dad.
What?
You're never going to tell me that you're short of dosh.
That's nothing to do... Look, we're not discussing my financial affairs.
Well, what are we discussing?
You, your situation.
You really don't want me here, do you?
Darling, how many times have I got to tell you? You're perfectly welcome to stay, but you must observe some basic rules.
Okay.
Well, I mean, how long are you intending to stay?
I don't know.
Well, what about your job?
What about it?
You said you were only taking a week's leave.
I can hardly commute from here, can I? Well,
Isn't there someone you could stay with?
There you go again.
What?
Trying to get rid of me.
I'm simply trying to be practical.
You think I should go back to Jay, don't you?
No, no. Not at all.
Well, I don't know where else I'm supposed to go.
Since Lily got back from Paris, she's terribly into all things French.
So I hear.
Anyway, she had a particularly lovely gâteau when she was over there and managed to get hold of the recipe. So she wants to make it as a birthday cake for Elizabeth.
Oh, really?
She's given me a list of ingredients and I'm going over later to help her cook it.
That's very noble of you.
I'm a bit nervous, to be honest. It's not something I've ever tried to make before, and it does seem to involve an awful lot of chocolate.
No wonder Lily's so keen on it.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Linda.
I only want a copy of the Echo. Hello, Ruth.
Hi.
I'm curious to know what they made of Tuesday's meeting.
Actually, it's quite a balanced report.
In the Echo, you do surprise me.
They give a lot of space to Hattie Marshall's speech.
Oh, she was very good, wasn't she?
Hmm.
There you are, Jill. I think that's right.
That's lovely, thank you. So everything now depends on the Environment Agency.
Yes, and we must hope the time it's taking them to report reflects their profound unease about the development.
Indeed.
I hear you've got Robert's daughter staying with you.
Yes, we have. She and James Bellamy have decided to part.
Oh dear, what a shame.
Not entirely a surprise, but... Well, anyway, who are we to judge the affairs of others?
Quite.
Right, I'd better be getting home. Goodbye.
Bye, Linda.
Bye. Oh, dear. I hope I didn't embarrass her.
It's all round the village. Leonie came in here the other day when Susan was behind the counter.
Ah.
She told Susan the fault was entirely with James. But Jenny said, according to Lillian, James had had enough and threw her out.
So what's happening about the book?
Heaven alone knows. Anyway, how are things at Brookfield?
Well, the foundation for the new slurry tank's just about finished. Which is a great relief, I have to say.
I've tried, Lindy. I've really tried. But she twists everything I say. And obviously feels that the depth of her misery is ample excuse for antisocial behaviour.
Oh, really?
And she interprets any suggestion that she might think about her future as us not wanting her here.
Well, we don't. Not if she's going to carry on like this. Well,
she obviously feels the world's against her, and that includes us.
I was perfectly prepared to give her the benefit of the doubt, Robert, particularly after she'd been so sensitive about the Peregrines and that wretched helicopter. I even defended her to Lillian.
Yeah, you said.
Which makes me feel rather foolish now. But seriously, Robert, she can't just loaf about here indefinitely.
I know, but I don't know what else to do.
Leave it to me. I'll go and talk to her. Leonie? Leonie?
Oh, hello, Linda.
Can I just turn this off for a minute?
Oh, don't tell me your precious guests have been complaining again.
What?
I thought they were supposed to be out enjoying the countryside at this hour.
They are. I just wanted a quiet word.
What have I done now?
Nothing. Nothing at all. It's just... Well, Leonie, dear... I do understand what you're going through. I know this is deeply painful for you. And if it's any comfort, James feels equally dreadful.
How do you know that?
I saw Lillian yesterday.
And she told you James is suffering. He doesn't know the meaning of the word.
Well, there are always differing points of view when a relationship breaks down.
Are you saying you don't believe me?
No, of course
not. You are, aren't you?
You have been through a traumatic experience. But it's over now. It's in the past, and you have got to put it behind you and look to the future.
What future?
Well...
My whole future was tied up with Jay.
But you still have a job. And surely there's a friend you can stay with until you get the tenants out of your flat.
You want me to go?
I want you to think about your future.
You're trying to get rid of me, aren't you?
Well, you can't stay here forever.
First James, and now you.
We'll go and have tea in the orangery. Give the staff something to do.
It is very quiet, isn't it? How was business over Easter?
Oh, not too bad.
But not brilliant.
Well, everyone's feeling the pinch, aren't they?
Hmm.
There's a lot of belt tightening going on, and for some people a day out at Lower Loxley is just a luxury they can no longer afford.
Oh, dear.
But it was okay. Roy's just totted up the final figures and, well, it could have been a lot worse. You know, the thing I really noticed was how quiet it was without Lily.
I can imagine.
Oh, I really missed her.
But she obviously had a terrific time in Paris.
She did.
And took lots of photographs.
Oh, yes. You'll have to admire the holiday snaps.
And how's her French?
Amazing. It's given her such confidence. She chatters away like anything. Really gets up Freddy's nose.
Oh, dear.
Well,
he struggles a bit with French, doesn't he?
Mm. Oh, and she really upset him by telling him she'd eaten horse.
No!
Of course she hadn't. But she just couldn't resist winding poor Freddy up.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, do stop apologising, Robert. It's not your
fault. No, no, Lindy. I can't absolve myself of the responsibility. Always at the back of my mind is the thought that if I hadn't left a mother, if I hadn't walked out on the family...
But you're Coriander's father too, and you couldn't wish for a more charming and well-adjusted young woman.
Well, so what went wrong with Leonie?
Oh, I wish I knew.
It's not just the bust-up with James.
No, no, no. She's always been, well...
unhappy?
Yes. There's a kind of profound pessimism about her, isn't there? I can't help thinking that she would benefit from some kind of counselling.
Well, I'm sure you're right, but I don't suggest it.
Shh, she's coming. Do you know, I don't know how the moss got such a hold in this part of the lawn.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, Leonie.
Come to give us a hand.
Oh, sorry, Dad. Gardening's really not my thing.
It can be very therapeutic, you know.
I'll take your word for it. Dad, can I ask you a huge favour?
What?
Could you get hold of a van from somewhere?
A van?
A transit, something like that. And can you drive me down to London so that I can pick up my stuff from Jay's flat?
Yeah.
And can I store it all here until I can get my own flat back?
Yeah, of course you can, but you're surely not planning to stay here until your tenants leave.
Oh, good heavens, no. I have to go back to work on Monday, and my friend Maxine has said I can have her spare room. So we'll drive down, pick up my stuff, and then I'll stay in London.
Oh, right. So, when did you want to go?
Tomorrow?
Well, if I can get hold of a van...
Well, of course you can, Robert. Go and phone Borchester Van Hire right now. Don't worry, Leonie. Tomorrow will be absolutely fine.
Someone in New Zealand tried to call their kid Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii.
No.
You're kidding. Absolutely true. So they've banned really silly or offensive names.
Yeah, I feel sorry for all the baby girls who get lumbered with Beyonce.
I know.
Do you want some more coffee?
No, this'll do me, thanks.
Oh, I'll have some, please.
Anyway, Amy, what are you up to today?
I need to do some washing. And then I'm meeting Carl for lunch, and then I'm going to work.
So, when are we going to meet this famous Carl?
It's not that famous.
Well, he is in this house. He talk of little else.
I don't.
Well, from what you said, he sounds absolutely lovely. And we'd really like to meet him, wouldn't we, Usha?
But of course we would.
And you will.
But there's no hurry.
I don't want to scare him off.
We're not that frightening, are we?
Of course not. But it's kind of, you know, it's a big step meeting the parents. Anyway, better get that washing in the machine if it's going to be done before lunchtime. See you later.
Yeah.
I told you.
I know.
Don't push it. She'll introduce him when she's good and ready.
It's just... I'm beginning to think this bloke's got two heads or something.
Patience.
Is a virtue. Yes, I know. And I'm trying. Anyway, shouldn't you be getting off to work?
I'm in Borchester this morning.
Well, you're still going to be late.
I know.
What's the matter?
Oh, I've just drawn the short straw. There's a particular client I'm seeing. I was really hoping to palm him off on one of my colleagues this time.
This time?
Repeat offender. And if I don't get him off, well, it won't be his fault for breaking the law. It'll be mine for not doing my job properly.
Oh, dear. One of those.
He really is a most unpleasant young man.
Where are you going?
I'm taking Mum to the Laurels. Did tell you.
Well, will you be back for lunch?
There's half a game pie in the fridge. I told you that as well.
Oh, okay.
I took the other half over to Alice and asked if she and Christopher might like to come over for Sunday lunch. But she said no, she's got work to do. Oh, you'd think she'd allow herself a day off on Sundays, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I don't really see the point of doing all this research till she's got her results. I mean, she doesn't know if she's even passed yet, does she?
What research?
For a project, you know, her dissertation or whatever they call it. Something or other systems.
Control systems.
Yeah, that's it. She's got this enormous reading list of papers that other people have written on the subject. Wouldn't think there was that much to say about vibration in aeroplane wings, would you? Anyway, once she's done all the reading, she's got to set up her own experiments in the university labs. All sounds pretty dull stuff to me, but Alice seems to think...
Sorry, Donny, I've got to take this. It's Bryn. Hi, Bryn. What? Well, who's asking for it? Look, I've already given them that information. Oh, for heaven's sake. Yeah, look, it's in the documents I sent them last week.
So the guy who runs this place, he's from Ambridge too?
Yes, Kenton Archer.
Another Archer?
Half the people in the village are called Archer. It's a sort of dynasty.
Lords of the Manor?
No, not at all. They're all farmers.
Except for this Kenton?
Yeah, I think he's the bad boy of the family. He seems to have had a fairly racy past.
So which one is he?
He's not here at the moment. You see, the landlady of the Bull, that's the pub in Ambridge, her husband died, and Kenton, who runs this place, he... sort of...
comforted her?
Well, yes.
Aha.
She is lovely, Jolene.
Jolene?
Mm. And before we knew it, he'd moved in with her. So now Kenton divides his time between the pub and this bar.
And that's called having your cake and eating it.
You reckon?
Two bars and a merry widow called Jolene. What more could a man wish for?
Watch it, Carl. I shall get jealous.
If he hadn't already found the most gorgeous woman in Borsetshire. Mm.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
I'm glad to hear it. I must say, I'm beginning to like the sound of Ambridge.
Are you?
An idyllic little village with all these boiling passions just below the surface.
What do you mean?
Would he keep telling me these stories? The gamekeeper fighting his brother over a woman?
That was years ago.
Your posh friend running off with the village blacksmith?
Chris isn't a blacksmith, he's a farrier.
What's the difference?
Yeah, good question. But he's very bright and funny, and Alice isn't really posh.
But her daddy owns vast rolling acres?
Well, yeah, he does rather.
I wonder if it's true of all villages.
What?
That beneath the tranquil surface and the roses round the door, there are dark secrets and deathless feuds.
You've been watching too many horror films. But, you know, there are disadvantages to living in a small village, you know.
Are there?
Yeah, everybody knows your business. Don't know how it happens, but somehow information leeches out into the community.
The lovely Jolene in the pub?
Oh, no, she's very discreet.
Your friend the blacksmith? Sorry, farrier?
Absolutely not, though his mother...
is a former spy who's seduced the master of the hunt.
She's married to a pig farmer and she runs the post office, but she is a notorious gossip.
You have a post office?
And a community shop.
Heaven.
Sometimes I really wish I lived like you do, though. In a nice anonymous flat, in a nice anonymous city street.
You find it boring after Ambridge?
Never been bored in your flat. Never for a moment. I wish we could go back there now.
Don't tempt me, Amy.
Do you really have to work this afternoon?
Well, getting out of it, I'm afraid.
Couldn't you pretend to be... Oh, no!
What?
Oh, she's seen us.
Who?
My stepmother.
Amy?
Hello, Usha.
I didn't expect to see you in here.
No, well, this is Carl.
Hello, Carl.
Hello.
Usha, my stepmother.
How nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Nothing too terrible, I hope.
Quite the contrary. Amy is always singing your praises. Why don't you join us?
No, really. I don't want to interrupt. I've just had a rather horrid morning and thought I'd come out for a quiet cup of coffee.
Come on, sit down.
Well...
we insist, don't we, Amy?
Yes, yeah.
Well, all right, just for 10 minutes. I really do need to get back to the office.
So, What was so horrid about your morning?
Oh, just a difficult client.
Usha's a solicitor.
Yes, you said.
You occasionally get someone who... Well, whatever you do, they're never going to be happy.
Oh, I know. I've got a couple like that.
You're not a lawyer, are you?
No, I work in IT. But I've got one particular executive. I've lost count of the number of times I've attempted to introduce a new programme onto his team. He's apprehensive and so negative. Aggressive, even. I know the sort of thing you mean.
Sounds familiar. So where do you work?
In Felpersham, in the thrilling world of automotive components.
Wow.
Not nearly as glamorous as being a lawyer or a midwife.
It's not glamorous being a midwife.
I bet your clients are all fabulously grateful, though.
Well, yeah.
Now tell me, Usha, how do you feel about village life?
Village life?
I think it sounds wonderful, but Amy's been trying to put me off the idea.
Oh, no, I haven't.
She tells me Ambridge is a hotbed of scandal and tittle-tattle.
I didn't say that.
There's always a bit of gossip. But I would say the pleasures of village life far outweigh the disadvantages.
But you weren't brought up in the countryside.
Oh, goodness, no. I was born in Uganda.
Really? How interesting.
Grew up mainly in London.
So why Borsetshire?
I got a job here about 20-odd years ago. Fell in love with the place.
And then fell in love with my dad.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Are you still here?
What?
When you were lurking around in the yard when I left this morning.
Well, I've been in the office all day. I just needed to get out for a breath of fresh air.
Oh, any news?
No, we're still waiting. Anyway, how's your mother?
Oh, she's fine. But Jack was very dozy this afternoon, so we didn't stay very long. Afterwards, I called in on Lillian.
Oh, yeah?
And heard the latest instalment of the James and Lairney saga.
What?
Well, apparently, Robert turned up on James's doorstep this morning.
Robert?
Yes.
Well, there to defend his daughter's honour?
No.
To challenge James to a duel?
No, of course not. No, he'd driven down with Lairney in a hired van to collect her things.
Oh, shame.
Yeah. According to Lillian, the poor man had to referee a division of the spoils because Lairney was laying claim to everything they bought since she moved into James's flat, like a collection of cast iron cooking dishes and a set of chef's knives. And, well, it's a bit of a cheat because James is something of a good cook and Lairney can't even boil an egg, apparently. And then she tried to walk off with an Afghan rug that James had bought long before they ever got together. And they ended up having a tug of war.
I'm sorry, Jenny.
Where are you going?
I need to get back inside in case there's been an email.
Oh, Lord.
I walked into Jack's and there they were, the two of them. So, of course, I tried to back away, but it was one of those embarrassing situations where Amy spotted me the moment I spotted her and she knew I'd seen them.
So, what did you do?
Well, she introduced Carl and we said hello and then I tried again to sidle off.
Why?
Because I felt like a lemon. There they were, the two of them, on this sofa, arms around each other.
What, in the middle of Jack's?
Poor Amy was obviously mortified, but Carl insisted I join them, pulled out a chair for me and everything. Perfect gentleman.
Oh, so what's he like?
Absolutely charming.
Well, how old?
Oh, goodness, early 30s, I'd guess, and very good looking. Ooh, I can quite see why Amy fell for him.
What's he do?
Works in IT in Felpersham, something to do with car components.
Oh, that must be that big Japanese outfit.
So polite and easy going.
So he gets your stamp of approval, then?
Definitely. And he's obviously just as smitten with Amy as she is with him.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
Oh, come on, Alan, cheer up. Amy's found herself a good 'un. Be glad.
Well, if he gets your vote, he can't be all bad.
So?
So, yes, I'm really happy for her.
It's 6 o'clock, darling.
I know.
Everyone at the Environment Agency would have gone home by now.
I don't understand it, Jenny. Bryn and I have given them all the information they asked for. And when we couldn't answer their questions, we've referred them to our consultants. I don't know what else to do.
Look, come and have a drink.
Hey, what is taking them so long?
Darling, how about a whiskey?
I was sure they'd have finished their investigations by the end of this week. I've got to get through the whole weekend still not knowing.
Well, sitting there, staring at the computer isn't going to help.
But it's just so frustrating.
I know, I know.
We've got a board meeting next Thursday, Jenny. And if I can't go to that meeting with planning permission in place, well...
Well, what?
Well, I'll just have to resign as chairman, won't I?